Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and if you like quilts, you probably look forward to the weekend after Labor Day because it's time for the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. And back with us to talk about the quilt show is Deanna Springer. She's the Vice President of Marketing for Nancy Zeman Productions. And as we talk with Deanna, I hope you'll join in with your questions. What do you want to know about the show or quilting in general? You can join in at 800-642-1234, or you could send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And guess what? We have 10 pairs of tickets to give away. You, in order to possibly receive a pair of these, you have to call in with a question. You can't just call in and say, give me the tickets. You need to call in, get on the air, and come up with a question or comment in order to receive a pair of tickets. How it works, Jill Nadeau, our producer, by the way, Tyler Ditter's our engineer, but Jill Nadeau, our producer, will get your names off air, and you'll be able to pick them up at the will call right at the event, the day of the event that you choose to attend. Deanna Springer, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's great to be back.
I always kind of look forward to this. And maybe before we get into the nuts and bolts or what's going on or what people are going to be able to see at the event, tell us when and where it'll be and how folks can get more information.
The Great Wisconsin Quilt Show is held annually each September, as you mentioned, the weekend after Labor Day. So this year it takes place on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, September 7, 8, 9. And it's in Madison at the Alliant Energy Center, easy to get to from all over. People come from all over the state and the country, and you can learn more and get directions at quiltshow.com.
Quiltshow.com. That's the place to go. Well, it's been a while, I think, since we really talked about the history of it and so forth. Give us a refresher. How did it get started?
Our good friend, Nancy Zeman, the late Nancy Zeman, was an integral part in creating the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. She was aware of the garden show that's held annually by PBS Wisconsin each February. And she approached PBS Wisconsin and said, you know, we really could do a quilt show as an annual fundraiser. And boy, did it take off. I remember that first year. Nancy and I were founding members with the team at PBS Wisconsin of the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. And that first year, you know, we worked 2 years on it. And we were, you know, opening. We were the doors just opening. We're open. The people were lined up. And we had only 1,100 people pre-register. Well, we thought, is that enough? You know, we have a lot of vendors here and quilters here and quilt exhibits. And then 15 minutes after the open, Nancy and I ran into each other in the front lobby, and I grabbed her arm and I said, "It's working! It's working!" So, yeah, it was nerve wracking at first, but you know, Nancy Zeman, she's a professional. She was a professional, and everything she touched has just wonderful feelings to it.
I loved talking to her.
She loved coming and seeing you. I would drive with her when she'd be on your show, Larry. So fond memories driving in today.
I bet there were. And I thought much about her this morning, too, as I was sort of getting ready for the show and thinking about all the great times we had talking about the quilt show and about her book. And
I think of her every morning. She's with me every day making decisions. She handed the reins over to me for the, you know, the Nancy Zeman Productions Company. And we've now opened the Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio store in downtown Beaver Dam. So it'll be 2 years in October that we've had this store. And her advice on business, you know, drives my every day.
How's the store doing?
It's wonderful. If you love sewing and quilting, we have fabrics, tons of fabrics. Like I said, in October it'll be just 2 years that we're open. And if you were there early on, it seems pretty empty now. We are putting fabrics in every corner and shelf, everywhere you can fit fabrics. We have tons of fabrics and sewing patterns and quilting patterns and Bernina sewing machines and Burnett sewing machines and classes. You know, we're doing Nancy's work of teaching sewing and quilting.
Well, speaking of that, Dana in Madison has a question relating to sewing and sewing machines, I think. Dana, hi.
Hi. I purchased a Singer 66 sewing machine that has a crank handle. It's a 100-year-old sewing machine. I never quilted before, but I really love looking at quilts. I was wondering, with this machine that only stitches forward and doesn't go backwards and doesn't do zigzag, can I do quilting?
You certainly can, Dana. You know, the people that had that machine before you certainly did sewing and quilting on it. And because you can't backstitch, in really a lot of pro quilters do not backstitch. When they start the seam, they start with small, tiny stitches and then lengthen it. And then when you get to the end of the seam, you go back to tiny stitches. So those tiny stitches will secure the beginning and ending of each of your seams.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. Good question.
That's a good question. Dana, do you want a pair of tickets?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well,
great.
Dana gets one of those 10 pairs of tickets. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Oh my goodness. Well, how have things... So you had 1,100 people signed up for that first show.
Mm-hmm.
How have things changed or been added over the years?
This is our 19th year.
Oh.
So registration, pre-registrations are in great shape. We're on track to have around 20,000 people again, as we did in pre-pandemic. You know, we had to go virtual for a couple years, which the professionals at PBS Wisconsin made a spectacular online event. But we could not wait to get back in person. This is our second year back in person. And each year we work towards creating newness and bringing new facets to the event. And this year we have a brand new sit and sew that features long arm Bernina sewing machines. So a long arm is a little bit different than your typical domestic sewing machine. It's a larger scale, so you can between the needle and the housing of the machine, you have 16, 20, 24 inches to do your machine quilting. And you can even add a computer to it and do computerized quilting. So it's a great facet. It's a new facet of the event, and it's been a suggestion from attendees. So we listen to what you're saying in your surveys that you fill out each year, and we're making it happen. We're bringing that long arm sit and sew to the event. We also have new quilt exhibits. Every year we have many quilt exhibits, including the central quilt exhibit that has 300 quilts featured in it, which we'll talk about later. But this year, the challenge we put out a year ago, the PBS Wisconsin does a quilt challenge every year, and this year's theme is Beck in 1973. So it made people think back 50 years ago, or imagine 50 years ago, because we have quilters of all ages from 6 to 106. So people had to imagine and put into a quilt. All of them are 30 by 60. And so you'll see all of them hanging together, and you'll see things like VW buses and peace symbols and lots of harvest gold and avocado green.
Oh, I remember those colors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Bonnie in Fort Atkinson, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Bonnie. Bonnie?
Hi. I would like to know if there's going to be quilt appraisers available this year, and if it's every day or if I have to come on a particular day.
Great question, Bonnie.
Stay on the line, by the way, Bonnie. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, great question, Bonnie. We have brought the quilt appraisals back. It was back last year. Carol Buskey and Allison Rainboth will be back doing quilt appraisals 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. So you can go to quiltshow.com and learn more about that in advance, and make an appointment so that you have an appointment time. There's so many hours during the event. So we'll get you scheduled just by heading over to quiltshow.com.
So now, what kinds of people, what kinds of quilts would someone want an appraisal for?
Sometimes it's a quilt that was inherited or found at an auction, and it's an antique quilt. And you want to know the history of it. And you also want to have a value of it so you can insure it and put it on your homeowner's insurance as a rider so that you are protected because it's irreplaceable. Antique quilts are irreplaceable. The other quilts that are appraised are today's quilts. People that have made quilts within the last couple of years, they're just finishing a quilt and they have an appointment to have their brand new quilt appraised. Every quilt has value. So the quilt appraisers look at several different things and determine the value of the quilt and what it would cost if you had to try to replace it.
And you'd be putting a lot, I imagine there's a lot of hours and time. Mm-hmm.
A lot of hours put into a quilt. Some quilters keep track and others do not. Some people keep track of how much thread they've used in the quilt, how many stitches are in a quilt, how many pieces of fabric are in the quilt, the value, how much you paid for the supplies to make the quilt, and other people just go for it and the cost is no issue. And really, they're beautiful works of art. Plus, they're useful. You can keep warm with them, too.
Deanna Springer, our guest today, Vice President of Marketing for Nancy Zeman Productions. We're talking with her today about the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. It's coming up soon, and if you have a question or comment, I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 800-642-1234. You can email us to ideas@wpr.org, and we still have some tickets to the show to give away. I think we still got 8 pairs of tickets. So call in, and if you ask a question or make a comment and you want to stay on the line for a second or two while we get your name, you might wind up with a ticket or two. You will wind up with two. We'll be back right after this look at the news. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller. We are talking about quilting on the show today and the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show with our guest. It's always great to have Deanna Springer stop by. She's the Vice President of Marketing for Nancy Zeman Productions and works with the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show event that's coming up on the 6th, 6th,
7th? Next week.
7, 8, and 9.
We
so
set
it's
up
next
on the
week.
6th.
7, 8, and 9. So have you gone to the show? What's your favorite part? What questions do you have about quilting? Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Lots of callers online. Let's go to Cindy in Westfield. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Hi. I quilt a small amount, and I have watched Nancy's show for a lot of years, and I want to upgrade my machine. It's just a simple Singer, and I would like to buy something a little bit more like something just has a little bit more like embroidery, and I was wondering what I should look for.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for watching Sewing with Nancy. We really appreciate that. And there, you'll have a great upgrade when you check out the latest machines. The technology has changed so much that the stitch quality is very much improved. And embroidery, there's no better time to get into machine embroidery. The technology of the new modules give you beautiful stitches and just some of them can even hook to your smartphone to tell you when your thread is ready to change. So the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show is the place to go. All of the sewing machine companies are sponsors and they're vendors, and you can booth hop. You can go booth to booth in one location for the, you know, one time a year and test drive each of those different machines and see what's right for you and learn what the machines can do and work with your local dealer. Your local dealer is going to be your partner in learning that new machine.
So yeah, so that's a big deal. If you know, it's not one of those things that you'd maybe want to order in the mail and have it delivered, and then there's nobody locally who has the Bernina or whatever it is, singer
the
or whatever.
The you need that support. And that the sewing machine companies are great for maintaining that dealer network. It's essential. We need, as a sewing and quilting community, the sewing machine dealers to be there for us and to provide service for your machine. You should have it cleaned and checked each year. Keep it running top shape.
Cindy, good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to Kathy in Madison next. Hi, Kathy.
Well, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I don't do quilting myself. My mother did a lot of quilting, and I have a cousin in Kenosha who does a lot of quilting, and I'm sure she would just love to come and see this show. So that was, and I was going to ask about vendors, but apparently, you know, that would be the thing. I was curious about the long-armed machine. Who makes it?
And sure. Sure, great question, Kathy. You'll see several different long arm manufacturers on the vendor floor. You know, we have dozens of vendor booths. I believe we're up over 150 now, different vendors that will be there, including the sewing machine companies and the long arm brand companies. And then that sit and sew is going on also, that Bernina long arm sit and sew. So you can really spend, you know, a couple hours on that machine and seeing what a long arm machine can do for you. And get those free tickets and bring your cousin and or friend and come to the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show.
All right, Kathy, thank you. Let's take another call. Ann in Merrimack, it's your turn. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I've been going to the quilt show with my husband for years. We both enjoy it. I also enjoyed the virtual. It was really nice to have that opportunity when we couldn't get together in person. My question is, there's just so many beautiful quilts. And then in the show, and they're judged, and I'm just wondering who judges them and what criteria they look at, because at the end, with viewer's choice, I have a hard time. I have like 50 to pick from, so mm-hmm. I have a hard time, you know, so I just what criteria they use in picking their quilts.
Sure. There's several things that the judges look for. The central quilt exhibit will have about 300 quilts in it, and that's the juried and judge competition. So we start accepting applications with photos of the quilts almost a year in advance. So this year, you'll be able to pick up the entry form for next year. And then it's broken down into different categories. So there's different criteria the judges are looking for. If it's a machine-quilted quilt or a hand-quilted quilt, and if it's pieced, they're looking at composition, really how the quilt looks when you stand back and look at it, the peel of the quilt. And Claudine Hansen had been our lead judge for the first 18 years. And unfortunately, we lost Claudine in April. So the good news is we do have a special exhibit honoring Claudine this year. So this year, the judge that will take over as lead is Allison Rainboth. And she's also a certified judge and also a quilt appraisal. And she's teaching classes, too. So you can come to the quilt show and really get to know Allison. And Claudine and Nancy did a Sewing with Nancy's Corner. Actually, we just shared it on the Wisconsin Public Television Quilt Show Facebook page. We reposted that video of Claudine and Nancy talking about the 5 points that judges look for when judging quilts. So check that out either at nancyzeman.com or at the Quilt Show Facebook page. Follow us on social, wiquiltshow.com, and you can find all of that. And then she's right about that viewer's choice. There are so many wonderful quilts, and try to choose one of those 300 quilts in there. So we appreciate your votes.
So what is if your quilt is pick number the most favorite?
Mm-hmm. Viewer's choice.
You get a trophy or a gold medal. Like
we
in
should
the
look
Olympics?
Into quilting trophies. That could be something new for next year. You get a big ribbon, a big beautiful ribbon that has the quilt show logo and year on it. Plus you get a check. It's cash prizes at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show.
Ooh.
So, there are 3 cash prizes in each of the 10 categories. Plus, there's best of show. Best of show gets the biggest purse prize cash. So, the best of show is always selected the day before we set up the quilt show, the day before on Wednesday. The quilts are judged on Wednesday, and then we work all night long. our team at PBS Wisconsin putting together the winners list that you can that will be announced Thursday when the show opens. So,
wow. Sue in Green Lake County will give you a chance to join in. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I'm actually on the road. My husband's driving. We're coming back from our cabin in Lac du Fombo.
Good for you. I'm glad that you're not driving.
No. I call myself a wannabe quilter. I've been quilting since I retired, but I really am still very much a beginner. Told Deanna, I have been to the store in Beaver Dam several times and taken a class.
Thank you, Sue.
With them, yeah. Most of my quilting gets done, gets given away as donations. Can you talk a little bit about the quilts to give? Is that going to be a part of the quilt show this year?
Great question. Quilt to Give is back, and it's Quilt to Give is a community service project that Nancy started, I believe, in 2011. What we do is get together. People can donate quilts, and they can donate fabric. And then you take, while you're at Quilt Show, take 15, 20, 30 minutes and sit down and sew. We have quilts in many quilts in all different processes. You can help us press fabric. You can help us piece the fabric together. You can help us put binding on the quilts. We are sewing quilts to give away. This year, we're working with PBS Wisconsin Education again, and we're giving the quilts away to children and families to help create a warm welcome for refugee-filled children being resettled in Wisconsin. So this is the second time that we've done this, the second year in a row, and working with PBS Wisconsin Education is such a wonderful partnership, and we're getting these quilts that are made with love into children's hands that really need some love right now.
Do you have a goal for, one quilt, two quilts?
Oh, it could range because the quilts are different sizes. Next year, we're going back to doing all twin size quilts. So right now, we're taking comfort quilts. We always accept any size quilt, but it would be great to say, make 30 quilts. The first year we did it, Nancy and I thought, okay, if we can make one big quilt each day, we'd have three quilts.
Mm-hmm.
But we blew that out of the water right away that first year. And people, when Nancy put the word out, we need help. We need quilts for comfort and to keep people warm. Quilters came forward to help. Whether you're helping in person or you can ship them to the Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio at 120 Front Street in Beaver Dam, we accept them all year long. And we save them up and we'll bring them to the show. And it's in the atrium. The Quilt to Give project happens in the atrium. Surrounded by the classroom. So you can see the quilting going on in the Quilt to Give area, and you can see the stack of quilts starting to build. So we'll announce that on social media and follow us at quiltshow.com and sign up for our e-newsletter. We share all the information about it there too.
You mentioned this before, Deanna, but because we just got an email about it, worth repeating. She's a quilter and has entered many quilt shows. She finds it hard to compete with those quilters who use computerized machines versus people who, like her, quilt their quilts with a home sewing machine. Do the judges try in this event to split the categories so it's fair in judging? Her last show she entered was a while back at the Wisconsin State Fair. She took some blue ribbons on her quilts for that.
Wonderful.
One.
Congratulations.
But
yes, the judging team does watch for that. They know, they can tell the difference between computerized quilting and hand quilting or computerized quilting and free motion. Free motion means your hands are moving the fabric under the needle. And you also put that on your entry form. So they do fall into different categories. Some are mixed categories that you can find all of those styles included in one category. But the judging team really watches for that. And the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show is a very traditional quilt show, traditional quilting, with also some modern. So there's a really great balance with the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show and the, you know, including everything from traditional piecing to applique to art quilts. You'll see it all there.
Let's take a call from Dale in Madison. Hi, Dale. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning. My question today is, might there be a class for beginners at the quilt show this year?
There are classes for all levels at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show. With your ticket, you purchase your ticket, you get into the vendor mall, and you can see the free stage presentations. There's education on the free stages all day long, all 3 days. And then you can go to quiltshow.com and look at the brochure, the class schedule, and you can see what interests you. So many of the classes, including the classes that I teach and my Stitch It sisters, Dana and Denise, my true life sisters, we're the Stitch It sisters. We teach Nancy's easy methods. We break it down step by step by step. So we never categorize our classes as beginner, modern, or advanced. We break it down so that anyone, if they're interested, gravitate towards what you're interested in, and the teachers will break it down for you. You just have to get started. Just get started.
So, and stuff's going on all day, every day? Though?
All day, right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's lectures, workshops, sit-and-sews, hands-on workshops. So sit-and-sews are classes where you're sewing on sewing machines and making a quilted project or a project. And hands-on means you're doing something with a thread and needle, or we also have some dyeing classes. So there's many different parts of quilting and even some sewing. There's a bag sewing class for quilters. You like, you're a quilter, you want to learn how to make bags, we have that too. So we have almost everything. If you don't see what you want to see at Quilt Show, you just put it on your survey, or you text us or email us, and we'll make it happen next year.
So dyeing, I've got an old T-shirt that I tie-dyed one time. Is that what we're...
Kind of, right?
Is that what we're talking about here? We talk about dyeing?
Kind of, yeah. There's Labor Day weekend coming up, so there'll be some tie-dyeing at the campgrounds, I'm sure, this weekend. But at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show, Joyce Teng joins us, and she teaches how to either dye lace or fabric or... It's really great because her dyeing techniques are simple. You can do it at home. You can get big time into hand dyeing fabrics. And there's vendors there that hand dye fabric and sell it and have it available. The huge vendor mall, you also learn about dyeing. There's different techniques for dyeing fabrics, but you can go all in and dye yards of fabric. That's what Nancy would buy for her backgrounds and her landscape quilts. Hand dyed fabrics make nature quilts look really great. A tip there. And then you can also dye smaller pieces or dye quilt blocks with, imagine using shaving cream and rubbing alcohol. So, yeah, it's way different than tie dyeing.
Yeah, I don't know. Shaving cream and what did you say? Shaving cream and
rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol?
Right. And Tucano inks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Well, I don't know if Mary Ellen in Genoa City has a question about that. I don't think she does about tie-dyeing. She's got something else for us here. Let's go there. Mary Ellen, thanks for calling.
Hi there. Oh, yeah, tie-dyeing I love.
Mm-hmm.
But my question, I'm a teacher, middle school teacher, and we have a maker space that we're starting to put together. We have a couple of machines. But I was given a Simplicity Easy Lock serger. And it's still in the box. I'm a quilter, but I had never used the serger. When I get that out of the box, is that, I don't know anything about sergers. I know about Baby Lock, but I wondered, curiosity, if I use that, if the parts, if that's an outdated machine, and what you know about that particular brand.
Sure. It probably is a more entry-level machine, which there's nothing wrong with that. Get it out of the box and start sewing with it and see what it can do.
So serger's the name of the machine itself, or is serging a step thing that you do?
A style? Sure.
Yeah.
Kind of both. A serger is a sewing machine that is not your typical single-needle sewing machine with a top thread and a bobbin thread. A serger has multiple threads, and they really came about through the industry where clothing is made and apparel. So that they came into the homes in the 80s. I had my first surgery in 1988, I think. I did a lot of garment sewing, so it was a great thing. The serger has two needles and two, upper looper and lower looper, and it overcasts and overlocks the edge of the seam. So there are people that are serging their quilts. So Pam Mashey will be here at the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show, and she's teaching a quilting class on a serger. So there's a sit and sew. And if before you come to the show, get that serger out of the box, try it, and then stop by the sewing machine booths, you'll really see the difference in the advancements of sergers. You can now stop with the needles up. The cutting blade, it comes up higher, so you can sew thicker fabrics. You can also get a serger that's a cover stitch, so you can do hemming with it and decorative things. Pam's fall serger table runner is made with cover stitching. We're using it for top stitching. So you give a quilter a machine, even a serger, we'll do some fancy things with it. We'll go off the edge, as Pam says, and we'll get decorative. And actually, she does her piecing with a chain stitch on a serger.
Mary Ellen, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. Get it out of the box and see how it works. Joy in Madison, your turn. Hi, Joy.
Good morning. Afternoon, I guess. Say, I wonder if you people have ever been in touch with the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool people. I have gone to the quilt show several times and thoroughly enjoyed it, but I am more of a knitter than a quilter, so I go to the Sheep and Wool Festival. And I guess it looks like there's maybe a day or two non-overlap, but if they weren't greatly overlapping, I think maybe more people who are both crafters would attend both of them.
That's a great thought. We'll look into that. I know it happens on the same weekend annually, but like you said, there are days that it does not overlap, so people do split their time between that and the Great Wisconsin Quilt Show.
Yeah. Thanks, Joy, for bringing that up. Wendy emailed to let listeners know they can donate their sewing machine for a good cause. Let's say you're upgrading. The Sewing Machine Project Organization is a great option.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They find a person in need and greatly appreciate the donations.
Right. And the Margaret Jankowski of the Sewing Machine Project has been on Sewing with Nancy on Nancy's Corner, and she's doing great work, and she continues, Margaret and her team continue to do great work. So, yes, donate that old machine and upgrade.
All right. Well, just to wind it up here, we're running out of time, but the dates again, and what does it cost and so forth?
It's $10 at the door, or you can go to quiltshow.com and pre-register and add some classes on. It's next week, September 7th through 9th, at the Exhibition Hall at the Alliant Energy Center, and you'll find all kinds of things, everything quilting, as soon as you step foot in the door, from special quilt exhibits, like the Quilted Education Presents, the Celebration of Black History and Quilts. We're so thrilled to have that in town next week.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Deanna, and thank you so much. I know the quilt show is going to be a great success again this year.
Thanks, Larry.
A lot to you. Thank you so much. Deanna Springer is the Vice President of Marketing for Nancy Zeman Productions, LLC. It's great to have her back to talk about the Great Midwest Quilting Show. Quilt Show. What is the exact title of it? The Great Wisconsin Quilt Show event. The Great Wisconsin Quilt Show event. And I'm sure we'll do this again with her. And we've got 10 pairs of tickets that we got rid of too along the way. So that's fun too. Tomorrow we'll take a look at native gardening on Garden Talk. Neil DeBull from Prairie Nursery will be with us to talk a bit about native garden and getting your garden ready for winter weather. In the meantime, thanks so much for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.